and bring up what do you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So much to talk about tonight. Coming up, there's a story out of Australia, which I'm still working on verifying right now, that is just so outrageous, just amazingly, shockingly outrageous. Though, considering the way things are going, it probably isn't. I probably shouldn't be that shocked. We'll get to that here, maybe coming up. I just want to make sure it's absolutely true before we put it out, or at least as true as we can verify.
I've seen a half a dozen stories on this. You think they're all hoaxes?
I don't know, Mark. We'll find out over time here what's really going on. In the meantime, something a little closer to home, the folks over at lourockwell.com, presuming the website comes up, there is a story about the census, and it is that time again. Every 10 years here in the United States, the landmass known as the United States, the government here sends around bureaucrats, and first they send out paperwork, they send out surveys, they call it the census, and if you don't fill it out and send it back, then they send some busybody bureaucrats after you to try to get you to step in the line and to attempt to get you to fill out their questionnaire. And
have you heard the commercials? I know you couldn't have possibly heard the radio commercials for this, have you?
I believe I have heard one of them, but I'm not positive.
Well, this one was, if you've got 100 students at school and, you've got 5 teachers, well, what if a whole bunch of other students move into town and then you'd have not enough teachers? That's why we have the census. As if, large migrations are somehow charted by the census. I mean, it really has nothing to do with that. Plus the fact I don't see why I've got to fill out the census. I'm not sending my kid to public school. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Actually, Lou Rockwell is down, but that's okay. We've got plenty of things to talk about here, including your phone calls. Paul is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to briefly touch on the issue of police interpreting the Constitution. And I had a couple quotes from Thomas Jefferson I just wanted to read real briefly. First one's from a letter to Abigail Adams. He says, "The Constitution meant its subordinate branches could be checks on each other, but the opinion which gives the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch." And the other one is a letter to William Charles Davis. He says, "You seem to consider the federal judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine, indeed, and which one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have, with others, the same passions for the party, for power and privilege of the corps. Their power is the more dangerous, for they are in office for life, and not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands this is confided, with the corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots. It has been more wisely made all departments co-equal and co-sovereign within themselves."
So that's basically saying that, we had this lengthy conversation last night with Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, wherein he said that, it's not the police's job to judge the law, and so it's the judge's job. You're saying that, according to at least one of the founding fathers, that that's not the case, that it was indeed the intent to have each individual member of the executive branch, the law enforcers themselves, to make decisions as to whether or not a law was or was not constitutional, was or was not appropriate.
Exactly, and I think that's the reason it's included in the oath, because they're supposed to have that on their minds as well, not just whatever the law says.
Maybe. Thomas Jefferson never saw a police officer, and when he wrote that to Abigail Adams, there hadn't been a police officer on the entire continent. Also, I'd like to point out that you know, that whole thing, judges ruling something constitutional or unconstitutional, that went by the wayside really quickly. The Constitution was ratified in 1789, and that ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States was 1805. So they had been doing it all along, and that's really just the opinion of one guy who, you know, admittedly a founding father, but the system is that, and always has been, it has never not been, that judges decide what is constitutional and not constitutional.
They certainly rule on it, but I don't think there's the idea that everybody else just snaps two salutes and does what they say. If a person in another branch of government believes that a law or something is a behavior is unconstitutional, I think not just from Jefferson, but I think the, you know, history is that they're supposed to stand up against it in their own capacity also. The judges just kind of offer, their opinion, but I don't think it's meant to be the final say for everything, that everybody else just does it.
You think that rank comes into play in the same, you know, like obviously if a lower court judge says one thing, then the higher court judge, you know, saying something different makes, you know, gives that more credence because he's a higher rank. And if the janitor says, it's unconstitutional for me to clean out this particular garbage can, then, you know, somebody can come along and say, oh, yes, it is. And that essentially, you know, cops are a lower rank than judges, so they've just deferred to the judicial system to, you know, solve these problems.
Well, I would view it as kind of anyone could put the hold on it, like so negative. So, for example, if you think a law is constitutional, but is a cop, but the Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional, you're not going to be enforcing it. But also, if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional and you think it's unconstitutional, you have an obligation not to do it. So in order for a law to be, you know, passed by the legislature, they should believe it's constitutional. If the judicial needs to believe it's constitutional or it'll be struck down. And the executive needs to believe it's constitutional or shouldn't be enforced.
That's what makes the most sense to me. And to speak to Mark's rank objection, I would say that it's not fair. It's like comparing apples to oranges to say that judges have a higher rank than the police. They're two completely different branches of the government. So you can look at rank within the branch. You can say, well, this police lieutenant is a lower rank than a police captain. But it's just not fair to compare a police lieutenant to a Supreme Court judge. The Supreme Court judge is a higher rank than a district court judge. But you can't really compare them to the executive branch. And I think that, to me, this is what makes the most sense. Of course, it's not like our appeals to logic and reason are going to matter here. But it's interesting from an academic perspective what you're saying, because what you're saying backs up what Gardner Goldsmith was saying at the beginning of this week on Monday night, where he was basically saying the same things you were, except without actually citing the actual passages from the Founding Fathers to back up his claim, that indeed each of the people in the executive branch that is tasked with enforcing these laws has the ability to decide whether or not they engage in enforcing them. And I think it's entirely appropriate. Maybe you should send that along to Jack Cole and the executive board over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Not that I expect to change their minds about this.
Right, because this isn't really about Jack Cole and his opinion. This is about how Law Enforcement Against Prohibition was going to be perceived by the public at large, and more specifically by police administration.
But that's what Jack was saying, but it's based on their misunderstanding
all of them
of how the
telling
system
Jack
works.
Making Jack understand isn't going to make the police chiefs understand.
I said send it to the board of directors.
Making those guys understand isn't going to change what the police chiefs believe. These guys are already outsiders as far as the police administration are concerned. They don't care. They already are vilifying these people and marginalizing them.
So you're saying don't even bother trying to persuade, don't even bother sending...
Not Jack Cole, no.
I don't see why it would hurt.
He's got a different organization than what you want. If
you
want anarchist
Paul.
Police officers, you can start that own organization.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I say there's nothing wrong with attempting to persuade people, even if it's somewhat futile. Doesn't hurt to send an email along, Mark. More coming up.
That's
you can bring up
point.
Anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If auto ship B, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you go through our podcast, you can get archives all the way back to January 1st of 2009. Just click and download. They're free. You don't have to log in or anything like that. FreeTalkLive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And also at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, you can learn about the Liberty Forum event happening in March, the 18th through the 21st. It gives you a great excuse to come up here and socialize with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in a convention-style atmosphere, and lots of good times to be had at the Liberty Forum. I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live, and we've even got a discount code, which is FTL. You can go plug that into the Liberty Forum registration form and get an extra 10% off the already low early bird rates at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Pinsky in Ontario, Canada. Pinsky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've just been noticing recently that I've been followed by black SUVs, and there's all this spraying going on in the sky.
Is it possible you're mad?
No.
No. Okay, so what kind of following are we talking about here?
Well, the chemtrails and these black SUVs, they're going to come get me eventually.
Mm-hmm. You sound real convinced.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Because they're following me, and there's planes spraying all over the sky everywhere.
Okay, terrible call. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 was, you know, there are people out there that actually believe that stuff. I didn't believe that he was one of them. Did you, Mark?
No.
No, he didn't.
I was unconvinced.
He didn't really sound as nuts as many of the people that actually do believe that stuff.
Right. You either have to go over the top with that or believe it, one of the two. But, you know, it was kind of laying there, you know?
Yeah, he didn't have anything else. Like, there was nothing below the surface of his fake call. If you're gonna call in and do a crank call on this program, which you're welcome to do, it is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Some cranks last longer than others, right? I mean, some cranks will just ask question after question and get good answers. But when you have the chance to expand upon the premise of your call, and all you have is long pauses and a repeating of your original premise, you don't have anything.
Right. A good crank call is really the ability to think on your feet and tell a good story.
Which I can't say I'd be really good at. Like, if I were to go out and try to do a crank call like that, I don't know. I'd have to really think in advance and really kind of, pencil out some options of where a conversation could go. You know, why? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Who are you? That kind of stuff. So, miserable. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
I think it'd be tough on him. You got to practice, right?
Yeah.
Like, it might have been his first call into a radio show. I mean, I prefer he not practice on us, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you're right about that. And I'm sure the conspiracy people out there are very upset that we aren't taking this seriously. I mean, you know, maybe it was true, Mark. Maybe he really is being followed by black SUVs, and they're spraying chemicals all over him from the sky, and he's just so stunted by all of that activity that he was just simply
not a very good caller.
Unable to communicate. And yes, there have been stories in the past that pretty much do validate some of the claims, at least, that there may have been chemicals sprayed from the sky. I mean, we used to live in Florida. They did this malathion spraying thing, where everybody knew it. I mean, it wasn't like a secret thing when that happened. The chemtrail people, though, the people that believe this is happening on a regular basis, the malathion thing was, what, back in the late 90s when that happened?
That seems like that was about the time.
Yeah, it was a one-time thing. It was back in the late 90s, very controversial. And there was another story, I think, out of the UK where they were experimenting with spraying something. And again, you know, it hit the news. People were aware of this. But the people that believe this chemtrail plane believe that they're being sprayed on a regular basis, that whenever they look up in the sky, that every time they see an airplane leaving a contrail, that that's in fact a chemtrail, according to them, that it's you know, some sort of fumage being released from the backside of an airplane that is intended to, well, it depends on who you ask, but it is, according to them, intended to either control your mind, stunt your growth, make you sick. I think those are pretty much the three. You know, essentially to poison physically the American people. And it just seems kind of silly to me. It just seems silly because contrails have been around for a long time, and people are living longer today than they've ever lived in the past. So I don't really understand what the basis of this is beyond just fear-mongering, beyond just expressing this idea that around every corner there is laying in wait some agent of the government attempting to poison you or control your mind. And to me, while I am somebody who believes the government does not have my best interests in mind, I'm also not somebody who believes that there's a government agent out there constantly tracking me or constantly trying to poison me. It's just a view of the world that I don't hold and I'm not interested in holding. I suppose I could be persuaded were I shown actual evidence that was, you know, incontrovertible. Evidence that makes sense. Like when you after the Malathion spraying, there was some sort of residue. You know, that there was some proof there that there was an airplane spraying stuff out of the sky. I don't think anybody ever really got. I guess there were some people that claimed to have gotten sick from it. I guess you were told to not be outside during the spraying of this stuff. But I you know, there's that stuff, that kind of proof, that level of proof doesn't exist with the chemtrail claims. There's some websites.
Lots of websites.
There's some pictures on some websites of some contrails. That's not proof. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, I can predict already what they'll say when they call in, because, well, it's only a half an hour into the show, so it's inevitable that some of the chemtrail people will call in. Well, you just need to do more research. No. I've looked, you know, because when I first heard about this years ago, I thought, boy, if that's true, that's pretty outrageous. I'll look into that. And I looked into it. And what I found was that the websites that were advocating that there are people spraying chemicals from the sky, the government people, presumably, that those websites they look like crackpot sites. Long, rambling web pages like timecube.com.
Lots of circular quotations, too. Like they quote each other. Well, they quote each other who quote each other who quote each
the
other.
The websites,
you know, quote round and around in a circle.
Yeah. And they've
and
got some
claim to be doctors.
Right, they got some claim, you know, retired meteorologists who he's nuts.
Books.
Yeah. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties. 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. You can head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the freedom readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Going to Justin in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight, Justin?
Oh, not much. I heard you guys talking about chemtrails. I got some really good pictures yesterday. I'm not one of those people who actually believes the chemtrails, although I wouldn't put it, you know, I wouldn't put it past the government, but they had these military jets going over and kind of in a crosshatch pattern just all over Jackson. And, I mean, it looked like by the time they were done, it looked like a big lattice fry.
It's disturbing to see those contrails and these crosshatch formations. I find it disturbing, too.
Oh, yeah. So I took some pictures, and I was thinking about sending them to Alex Jones, but he's been on kind of a vaccine kick lately. I don't think he'd really...
So you took pictures of it even though you don't believe that chemicals are being sprayed?
Well, it's not that I doubt that chemicals are being sprayed. It's that I don't have any, you know, reliable, positive... empirical evidence.
I see.
I mean, I know the technology exists, and I know that, well, as a, having read a, I don't know if you ever read it. Have you ever read Undue Risk by Jonathan Moreno?
No.
Well, he's a bioethicist at, I believe, the University of Pennsylvania, and he wrote about top secret government experiments that were done during the Cold War era without informed consent and all this. And it's unbelievable the kind of things that they did. Like,
I mean, nuclear testing and things like that. I mean, there have been some terrible stories about governments doing awful things to people without their knowledge and without their consent. There's no doubt about that. But those stories are confirmed at this point, and you know it's a pretty safe thing to go out there and say that out in Nevada they put some people's lives in jeopardy by doing nuclear testing and that sort of thing. With these chemtrail claims, there's absolutely nothing to back it up beyond the overactive imaginations, in my opinion, of the people that are the purveyors of those claims.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, I certainly don't put it past the government to do something like that, but you know, whether it's for weather control or soft kill weapons or what, you know, or spraying bacteria or what have you. Other than the fact that the technology exists, I haven't, you know, seen anything released in the news saying, yeah, we're spraying to block the sun or whatever, cool down the planet or what have you, you know. But
Justin,
then again,
thank you,
you know,
for that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ted, listening in the woods on the Amp Line. Hello, Ted.
Hey, y'all.
Ted,
Mark Ian, what's going on?
What's on your mind, dude?
No, I just want to tell y'all that at Penske, he's got his vehicles mixed up because I don't have a Suburban. I got a Bronco.
You been following him?
Well, yeah, he owes me $20.
See, now, if he would have given us that part of that story, we would have understood a little further.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering if he's going to drop my name there. I was like, hey, this son of a bitch, he's calling in, talking about me following him.
So, why is he owe you $20? What did you loan him the money for?
Oh, he wanted one of my chemtrail machines.
What does that mean? What is a chemtrail machine?
Well, it's just one of them Sputniks that I told y'all how to build.
A Sputnik?
What, the garbage bag full of helium or something.
I don't remember that. God.
Yeah, he was just going to try to drop chemicals on some town that he lived near because he was mad at somebody.
So what was he going to do with it? I mean, he's got his own plane or what's the plan?
No, man, he was going to send up one of my Sputniks, one of the balloons.
Oh, okay. And what happens with the balloon? It like pops up when it gets high enough or? What?
No, it usually just catches on fire and falls back to the ground.
So, Ted, can you believe that Ian doesn't remember this?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, you know, he's got a short memory. Yeah. He didn't know what a man which was back in the day.
Kids, don't do drugs. Now I know you're fake, Ted. because if you haven't been listening that long.
What, the man?
I listen to your old shows. I'm an amper. I got the old shows.
How do you know he hasn't been listening? Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff.
Because he hasn't been calling in that long. He's been calling in for a couple of months.
Mark.
Yes, sir?
I'm an amper. I get the old shows. I can download the old shows.
Yes, sure. The classic archives.
I think he may have slipped the news here. He can.
And I got a lot of free time on my hands.
Why is that?
Why do I got a lot of free time on my hands? Because I'm a... Well, I don't know. Hell, I like having free time. Good thing to do.
Ted, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. See, now Ted has answers to the questions that
I don't care whether he's real or not, as long as he's funny.
It's good. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How long ago did he call about the balloon thing?
It has only been a couple of months.
A couple months? Jeez, I can barely remember what we talked about last night. Oh, well, actually, I remember generally what we talked about last night, but the farther away I get from a show, the less likely it is I'll remember what the content was. All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi there. Hi there.
Howdy.
I wanted to talk about the thing you were talking about the other day regarding the drones But also I wanted to discuss what you guys were just referring to a little bit ago about the freedom movement.
Okay.
But first, the drones.
Start with the drones. Yeah, the news story is that the UK, they're going to be flying drones around the streets. In fact, Houston has already been testing drones, so it looks like it's coming to a city near you, possibly. Unmanned police drones flying around looking for who knows what, likely jaywalkers and speeders and, you know, those vicious criminals smoking pot and things like that.
Yeah, but from a private pilot's perspective, I'd like to say that these things are dangerous.
Why?
Because they're flying around in regular airspace and they don't have a pilot on board. The field of view on those cameras is pretty restricted. It's not like a person's field of view where you have 180 degrees peripheral vision,
mm-hmm.
and you have a pretty good resolution on, you know, how you're going to duplicate the resolution of the human eye in a 180-degree field. You just can't do it. So those things are eventually going to run into something. And I don't know, you know, maybe it'll be 5 years down the road or something. But when they run into something, they're going to cause some damage and possibly a death.
Well,
if they run into another aircraft,
it's going to be as big of a deal as all the deaths that are caused by police officers when they don't have their lights on or they're speeding through or they're chasing after people that haven't hurt anyone. So,
it's tragic, but it's the price we have to pay for safety.
Yeah, it's bad enough flying a plane when you have a person in it because you have to keep your head moving at all times. Now, obviously, if you're flying IFR, which is what all the big boys fly, then you're supposed to have your separation managed by the air traffic controllers, but sometimes they screw up. But when you're flying VFR, which means you don't have to be in contact with anyone other than yourself, you are responsible for your separation from other aircraft, and if you're not careful, you might run into somebody else who's flying VFR.
Hey, Gene, I know you wanted to talk about something else, so hang on. We'll bring you back for that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, if somebody runs into one of these drones, it's not going to be the government's fault.
Of course not.
Nothing's ever the government's fault. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you like the fact that we give you all the features on the website for free, you can go and promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to learn several different methods to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world over at promote.freetalklive.com.
There are a lot of reasons to look forward to the Libertarian Party National Convention. You'll meet new friends and allies and have great conversations that run late into the night. Most importantly, you'll help restore principle to the party. See why the LP is worth saving at takebacktheLP.info. It's takebacktheLP.info.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to Gene, back to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, earlier when I was listening to you guys, I think I saw why it is that the men who want to control us, the Rockefellers and the Bilderbergers and the guys that are up there that have millions of trillions of dollars, and they succeed every time in controlling us, and I think I finally discovered why. And this is an argument that we've had in the past, and I don't really want to get into the argument. Mark is on the statist side. He believes that the government exists and there's authority there. I'm on the anarchist side. I believe that the government does not exist and there is no authority there. And I know that, Ian, you're kind of on the fence. Now, I don't want to argue this point about authority, of whether government exists. What I want to say is, let's just say, for instance, I'm right, and there is no government and there is no authority. Those ultra-rich men at the top who want to take our everything that we have and control our lives, those men already know that to be a fact. They know that there is no government, and they know that there is no authority, and they know the only thing that matters is being able to force others to do what you want them to do. And that's why they keep winning over us all the time, because they see clearly that there is no authority, that there is no government, and they act that way. They do what they want to do, and they do anything they think they can get away with without somebody cutting their throat. And that's why they succeed, and that's why we keep failing at gaining our freedom, at gaining our liberty, rather the being able to prevent those from taking our liberty, not really taking our liberty away, but...
Well, wait a minute, Gene. I mean, you believe that there's...
Violating our rights. That's what I'm trying to say. Violating our rights.
Gene, I'm with you, man. I don't think I'm on the fence. I think the whole idea of government is a sick authoritarian fantasy. But you don't believe in government, so why is it that they keep succeeding in ruling over you? Is it a numbers game?
No, for me, it's simply... I recognize the violence, the fact that there's a mafia out there, a group of men who have no authority, but they do have guns, and they do have no conscience, so they don't worry about hurting people to take what they want. So in order to try not to get injured, we do what we have to do. And like I pointed out the other day, we all do this to some extent. You guys don't allow the F word on your show because you have to knuckle under to those men who have guns who are willing to create any kind of misery in your life that they can. So I think what I'm trying to get at is those guys up there, the ones that have all the money, they recognize the simple fact that there is no government and no authority. There is only force.
Mm-hmm.
But us little guys down here that are trying to stop them from violating our rights, we're the ones that don't quite get the picture. We're the ones that keep thinking that there's some kind of authority there somewhere, and some judge somewhere is going to actually make a ruling that's going to make all this go away. Well, it's not going to happen because the judge doesn't have that authority, because there's no authority there. It doesn't exist.
Right. And what one man in a robe says isn't necessarily going to stop the men with guns from doing what they want, as we've seen, even when the men in robes do make a decision that seems to be liberty oriented. It doesn't, on the whole, do anything to increase freedom, because there are already 10 other decisions they've made that essentially empower the men with guns. So, Gene, thanks for the call, as always. Appreciate hearing
you. Did he have a second point?
No, that was his second point.
Okay.
Talking about the movement. All right, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ray is in Indiana. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hey.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get the actual details yet, but there's a woman from a friend of mine that I work with, and she was arrested and taken to the local jail, and apparently strip searched by 8 or 9 male officers.
Oh, my.
Now,
that's outrageous.
That is outrageous. Now, as I get more details, I'll be calling back into GCN, and I'll keep you guys informed.
Yeah, what was do you know what the pretense was for this, or anything beyond just that you heard that she was strip searched?
She was arrested for I don't know, it was some sort of a driving violation.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, she was arrested and then strip searched in the presence of 8 or 9 male officers.
Not a surprise. In fact, it's not even a story that is original. I mean, there was a story about a year ago of a woman who had called the police because of some sort of domestic incident. She was mistaken, or there was some sort of issue with her identification, and the police decided to arrest her, because that tends to be what happens when the police get called. They want to put someone in handcuffs and take them to a cage. And it was at that point that they decided to forcibly strip search her, and indeed, they had male officers doing it. You know, not that it matters if it's male or female. I mean, there's still sadistic officers on both sides, but... How typical that a bunch of cops would stand around and watch something like that.
Well, it's just when I do ultimately lay my hands on the details, I'm trying to call the woman on the phone, and I called you guys up in the interim. But I will get the details, and I'm hoping that she'll let me tape an interview, and this is going to get posted far and wide, because this is just two steps beyond anything that I ever want to even dream about happening in the United States of America.
Well, I'm sorry to say that, like I mentioned before, it's not an original story, and it's probably more commonplace than we even realize. I thank you for the call tonight, and when you get the details, let us know. 800-259-9231. The last one we were talking about, they had video. So there was evidence of the woman's claims about how she was treated by the police. I don't recall any hearing anything about what happened as a result of that.
I guess they all lost their jobs, right?
No, usually what happens is, usually the way this goes is the allegations come out, and sometimes there's video, sometimes there's not. But even if there is video, and even if it's damning video, typically the departments will make excuses for their behavior. Well, she was under arrest. Well, she wasn't being, she wasn't being cooperative. It's common policy for us to strip search our arrestees. When you go into jail, I had been there once. When you go into jail, they demand that you take off your clothes and that you put on the jail uniform. Well, if you don't want to take off your clothes, like maybe because you believe you're innocent and that it's an outrage that you've been taken into jail as the woman that we were talking about. I'm not sure what the details are in Ray's case, but the woman that we were talking about never heard it. She never harmed anybody. She called the police, expecting they would come and help her with the situation. Instead, they helped her into a cage. So I don't blame her for feeling indignant or upset about, perhaps being demanded to remove her clothing. So if you don't remove your clothing, they'll remove it for you. And maybe they have a rule that says that it has to be done by a guard who is of the same sex. Maybe. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
Usually it's if one's available, I believe is the way they describe it. This is the improper use of the jail by the police. And law enforcement has grown up, to the size that it uses jail as a punishment for disobedience. Jail is really intended as a place to hold people before they get the punishment meted out by the court, and then they are moved to prison, or they can stay at the jail if that is where they...
Jail is up to a year.
Yeah, jail is up to a year, generally. But what they're doing is they're using it many times with... They'll charge somebody and then drop the charges after a couple of days because mm-hmm. they just wanted to put them in jail and mess with them.
That's what's happening here with one of the activists right now.
I think it's fine that they go ahead and, get people naked and spray them with quail in order to keep the lice population down in jail. That's fine and dandy. The problem is that they're using jail in the fashion that, against people who, A, aren't a flight risk, and, B, aren't a danger to society. Those are the two reasons that you would put somebody in a jail.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, a story from Australia. And it has to do with their ratings classification board, I believe is what it's called, the Australian classification board. This is a group of bureaucrats that apparently looks at all the different material that is being brought into Australia and approves or disproves it. We'll tell you what they're up to coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.